Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show where a man completely immersed in anime culture torments his co-host, who is only allowed to watch the shows featured here. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/animeoutofcontext. Alongside over 100 hours of exclusive bonus material, all episodes uploaded to Patreon are completely ad-free, even to non-patrons. Thank you for listening, and enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I make things just a little bit spicy.
I'm Sean Rollins.
I'm Remington Chase.
And Remington, would you say I'm one to give in to peer pressure?
Yes.
Whoa. At least think about it for a second.
Oh, okay, Have I waited long enough?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Anyway, what makes you say that, Rem? What about me gives off, this nerd will do anything I say?
Primarily the way you live your life, the things you say and do, how you interact with others.
So, just everything about me.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You know, you're not doing great things for my self-confidence here, bud.
You have a certain people pleaser instinct, and it manifests itself in a wild discomfort to vocalize dissent often.
Look, unless I feel useful, I don't feel like I'm worthwhile. So
why are we tearing you down and belittling you so much? It's a weird way to start an episode, but you know, hey.
Look, I wasn't certain it was going to go this route until it happened, but, you know, here we are. The reason we're doing this, Rem, is because two things. One, I needed an episode that was pretty straightforward, pretty easy, one that I prepared, like, stupid fast in the background. And two, because the guilt that has been welling up within me these past couple of weeks has been insurmountable.
Oh, did you kill a man?
No. No, that's fine. I wouldn't feel guilty about that.
You have no guilt and no qualms about that. He deserved it.
Like, if I decide to kill somebody, I'm probably not going to feel guilty about it, because I'm sure I'd have a good reason.
Well, I mean, it'll probably be me, so...
Case in point. But no, the thing I feel guilty about is our lovely Patreon. And, well, I love everybody that supports us, and I'm eternally grateful. There's one individual on our Patreon right now that is... Man, he is... Putting on the pressure and the guilt I feel is immense. Because normally I don't give in to, like, threats, right? I don't negotiate with terrorists, you know?
But when somebody looks you in the eye and says, I'm going to bankrupt myself, and then you're like, I don't know about that, and then they're like, watch me, and they start doing it.
Yeah. And after 5 weeks, 5+ weeks at this point probably, of them committing to the bit... I can't have them keep doing this to themselves. We're just an anime podcast, man. Like, I don't want you to cause strife in your life just because you want some weeb to make some non-weeb watch a specific show. Like, I can't do that.
I'm just imagining, like, a conversation with a significant other where he's like they're out to eat, his card gets declined, and it's like, oh... Sorry, that shouldn't have happened. His significant other looks at them and is just like, where's all your money? And it's like, they're gonna watch it eventually. They have to watch it eventually. And it just turns into a thriller drama.
Yeah, like, I just don't want it to go full BoJack Horseman. That's what I'm scared about, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm giving in. So a little bit of peer pressure and a lot of monetary pressure. Today, Remington, we're going to be discussing the anime simply titled Healer Girl.
All right. Is it safe to assume it's about a girl who heals?
Yes, Remington.
Nailed it.
Yep. It's pretty straightforward in a weird way. It is a story about our main character, our main characters, I should say, Reimi Itsushiro and Kanafuji. As well as a Hibiki Morishima. Those are like the three mains. The interesting thing about the setting is they are all working together to try and become healers. But the way they heal things, Remington, is not through like typical means or even like simple arcane magic. No, Remington.
Kicking them right in the balls.
I mean, that's a different kind of healing.
That's how Sean heals spiritually.
Okay, let's not.
Any Dami Mommies out there?
Okay, let's not assign me the Tamakiri fetish, please. I do not want that. That is not a brand I want.
It's not something you want, it's just something you have. Something you're born with, and I don't judge you for it.
Okay, the point is, Rem, in this setting, just as good as medical healing, there is the power of vocal healing, which is, quite frankly, they are literally healing people through the power of song.
All right, yeah, I was gonna say. I'm like trying to relive the all the patron reads I've done that have alluded to Healer Girl.
Yes, and there have been a lot.
Yeah, they, you know, a shout out to just sheer fucking dedication and persistence.
Yeah, because I don't remember when the recommendation started, but the anime originally came out in spring of 2022, and I can't remember when they first started. So there's a distinct possibility.
We can't rule out that it's been happening for 2 years.
Yeah, like there's not a 100% chance that is not the case.
And now we've taught both them and our audience that escalating things into putting yourself in a financially dire situation works.
Please
what a
don't.
Healthy culture we're creating.
Well, I don't. It's not a culture I wanted to create. Please do not bankrupt yourself sending money to two random podcasters. That's not the way to do
you
things.
You know, just. Here's what you do. Just send your credit card in the P.O. box and we'll cover any anime you want.
Oh my Christ. this is why we have a disclaimer, folks.
That's the real way to get recommendations in. Just send in your ID, social security card.
Yeah, we can be fucking bought with identity theft. But in all honesty, that is the most straightforward aspect of it. It's these three girls learning about healing songs and...
Excuse me? It's called them. Healer Girl, not Healer Girls?
Okay, well, excuse me. I think all women should have a chance to be a healer girl, but apparently you think only one gets the opportunity.
Yeah, because that's what the show said. It's the title of the goddamn show. So which one is the important one?
Of the three, I would say Kanafuji.
See, the fact that he had an answer.
I mean, she's the one frontmost on the cover, so, like, that's... Like, if I'm gonna send you what the cover actually looks like, and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, obviously, it's the one in the front.
Ah, yep. So, they heal with music.
Yes.
Cool.
And that's what this anime is. It's so straightforward. It's a musical.
Is it actually a musical?
Yeah.
Like, do they actually... Because, look... Musical is a very American genre, right?
Yes.
And so, for obvious reasons, we haven't really touched on any of that. The closest we've come, it's like pop idols.
Yes.
Is this close to the musical genre?
Well...
All right. See? Cowardice! Should be a full-on opera, singing at all times.
I mean, there's a lot of singing. But, you know, yeah. Apparently, it has a very dedicated fan base, and we're going to see if all of their dedication is going to bite them in the ass, based on your opinions on it.
All right, okay. I mean, it seems pretty straightforward, and is there much else I need to know beyond, like, the concept?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
It doesn't get much more simple than this, Rem. Once I was like, okay, I'll watch it myself and see what I think of it. I watched the whole thing, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's what it is. Okay, cool.
Would you like, you know, before we transition to part two, maybe you could heal our audience with a little song?
Yeah, Remington, yeah, let me just do that for you, you know?
Please do.
Because the one thing that people want to hear most from me is me singing these dulcet, nerdy tones.
Perfect. All right, take it away, Sean.
Okay. Without further ado, let's go watch some Healer Girl.
Was that supposed to be musical?
Nope, it was me ending the part one. And we are back after watching three whole episodes of the 2022 spring anime Healer Girl. And Remington, was it cute girls doing cute things in the best possible musical way and rightfully deserved of its wholesome qualities, or were you left wanting a bit more bombacity to it?
All right, Sean, I'm going to do something a little risky.
Okay.
I'm going to start with kind of a critique.
Okay.
Because I think we need to get it out of the way before we can really jump into the show, right?
Because you never start with critiques at the start of a program.
Well, this is just specifically a critique that I feel like it is kind of a barrier to entry.
Okay.
Right. Sean?
Yeah.
I want you a little exercise to think about, a little thought experiment.
Okay. Right?
I want you to imagine that you're somewhere, say you're at a coffee shop.
Right,
Sean? And it's busy lunchtime at the coffee shop. You show up, you order your coffee from the barista. I'll have a very pleasant interaction with them, right? Like, yeah, actually a nice human connection there. And she expresses her appreciation for the human reaction. She looks you square in the eyes. And then she starts singing at you, right?
Yeah.
And then other people around you start singing. Little did you know, you're caught in a flash mob. And it's not just like a flash mob's happening around you. Like, the barista's looking into your eyes. You are a participant now in this flash mob. And you don't want to, like, say or do anything because, like, she seemed real nice, right? And the whole flash, they're quite talented. They're doing all the stuff. But, you know, it's in public, and you just feel kind of awkward through the whole thing, right? And I think that a lot of those similar feelings can be felt throughout Healer Girl. In other words, I think that a lot of people are going to find Healer Girl cringy, just on the face of it. And there's a couple reasons why. One, this show is so earnestly sincere. Like, it wears its heart on its sleeve, right? It looks at you and in just the most honest way says, hey, this is who I am. And it's so unashamed of what it is, and you're like, all right. And that has a lot of merit to it. But that can also elicit cringe responses from a lot of people. Especially if you're extremely cynical or extremely ironic all of the time, and you don't want to acknowledge any amount of sincerity, right? Then the default response for anything, any media of that kind, is just cringy, all right? Cringy, ignore it. Largely because you don't want to wrestle with those feelings. And the second, then, that is amplified, obviously, by the fact that they will just randomly break out into song. So which amplifies everything I said just much further. So, right off the bat, there's going to be a lot of people who just do not jive with Healer Girl for those reasons. And I understand all of that, and I don't even know if it's something like I can disagree with. But I think that if you earnestly engage with Healer Girl, it will, no matter how hard a shell you've crafted, it will, like, rip that off of you with its sincerity. It's a wild journey, Sean.
Yes, very much so. And you can see why I might have hesitated when you asked if it was a full, proper, bombastic musical.
Yeah,
they do a lot of very musical coded things like randomly bursting into song, but it's like,
and if anything, it's a little weirder, at least, you know, because you and I were used to musicals, where it's like, all right, and here we start a song. They'll have like specific musical interludes. Sometimes they'll break out into like a specific song, but other times they'll just start singing in conversation, and just for like a couple lines, and then they'll go back to normal. And it takes some getting used to. When doing anything with this podcast, I'm just vaguely unprepared for levels of authenticity like this. It's not something I'm often ready for.
You're not emotionally prepared for these sweet, wholesome girls to just start singing in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just so, like, genuine. And I'm like, all right.
No, wait, I'm supposed to be jaded and cynical. What are you doing to me?
and everything else. Like, I'm going to sing a lot of praises that are going to be, like, pretty standard Remington praises that you would expect me to have of a show like this. But you know, I'm not gonna pretend that there weren't moments of, like, inherent discomfort. And I don't blame the show for that. I blame the show. I'll blame a lot of shows for causing discomfort within me. This is not the show's problem. This is my problem, all right?
You've lost your childish spark. You need...
I mean, kind of, yeah. This show is like, hey, sincerely engage with me and I will give that right back. And it's like, ooh, all right. Okay. All right. Gotta like rewire the brain a little bit in ways I wasn't expecting. But if anything, I think that's a positive, because that is a strong emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I just wanted to front load that kind of criticism, and not even one I necessarily have with it, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Because you think that if you talk only about the things you enjoy about this, and people go in based on your recommendation, they are going to cringe out of their mind and be like, what the fuck is wrong with Remington?
Or even, and it's not just so that some people who, you know, refuse to engage and thus would immediately dismiss it as cringy. It's part to warn them, but it's also to warn the people who are going to sincerely engage with it, but who do have a bit of a shell, right? That a little bit of protective armor. This show is going to try and dismantle that a little bit. And it's going to be a little weird. That's okay. That's all right. I think for a lot of people, in a very weird way, Healer Girl, it wouldn't be a bingeable show. Like, it's cute and wholesome, and normally that's prime time binging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And many people still will. But for others, you're going to need to take a minute, and that's okay.
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time.
Yeah. Just because we're not, the vast majority of media isn't this sincere. It's just not. It's not this honest with itself about what it is. And especially, like, with such a sincere optimism and zest for life that it's just all in, and it's like, whoo, goddamn.
Man, this is so sweet. This is so sweet. Ooh, my teeth hurt.
You're like, I forgot things could be this sweet. And a lot of it is refreshing, but it's also just a shock to the system. With all that being said, let's actually talk about what the show does.
Alrighty.
So we open up with our protagonist, Kana. She is singing to a boy who hurt his knee in the city and heals it up. She meets with her friends, Raimi and Hibiki.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to their healing school, basically. And we learn that healing is prohibited for apprentices like them until, obviously, they get their license. Which, I love the following implication from that. That you can, like, sing a wrong note and be sued for malpractice.
Your throat catches poorly one day and someone dies because of it, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, look, my healer, they started smoking recently, all right? That's a lawsuit. They were fucking up their voice. Little bit of a cough, bitch. They knew better. Like... I just find that to be an amusing implication. And weirdly, with such an off-the-wall premise, it's so straightforward. And I think the fact that it's so straightforward kind of makes it weird. Because it's not this extremely magical world, right? It's a pretty grounded world.
Mm-hmm.
But also, music has magical healing properties.
Yeah, that is quite literally the only difference between our world and this world.
Yeah, and it's... If it was more or less different, then I'd be like, oh, yeah. But it's just straight up just the normal world, but also, I don't know, singing can heal motherfuckers. But then they also take that seriously. It's not just like, oh, something that can happen. It's like, yeah, and so there's schools for it. It's taken seriously. There's regulations around it. There's best practices, things you need to know. Exams you need to study for, different principles to keep in mind. You need to learn a little bit about medicine. You need to learn how to sing and practical methods to help with that. And it's like, it's an odd experience. And I'm not opposed to it by any means. If anything, I admire it. It very much is. Someone was like, yeah, I have this idea, and I think this is a nice idea that's meaningful to me, and I'm gonna go all in on it. And it's like, all right, fuck, sure. Why not? So they go to their healing school. Kana gets a little bit lectured for healing when she shouldn't. And then we just kind of get introduced to these different characters. So we know that Raimi, for example, she is super into their professor, and Hibiki, she knows her vegetables. One of the earliest things we learn about her is that she knows her vegetables.
You know, important for a healer to know.
Of course, of course.
So we've got the gardener and the lesbian. You know, I love those.
And then Kana is like your klutz, little bit of a slacker, a messy queen, you know?
Yep. A little bit girl and, failure. A little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so they just do some training, and they just casually hang out and interact. And at one point they're like scaring each other. And towards the end of the episode, a grandma of a girl we saw earlier fell and needs some help. They can't call an ambulance. They go. One of the girls tries their best, starts running to get the professor. And Kana sort of has this moral quandary of, all right, this grandma fell and is hurting. I can't heal. What do I do? And they can't heal, but they can sing to relieve pain. And that's acceptable. So she does that instead. It would have been such a wildly different show if she's like, no, I can't. And then the grandma just dies.
Oh, God, that would be such a slap in the face of tonal shift.
It turns out that this show is just about deep trauma.
Yeah.
Which would have also been compelling, but probably for the best that the show didn't take that route.
Would have been for very different reasons.
and they're like, hey, good job. Kana does very well with the song. Cool, thumbs up, awesome. The show in of itself, already with this first episode, first, it's extremely expressive. Great art, great animation, the characters, how they are designed, how they hold themselves, how they speak and interact, the dialogue, just all of the human moments between them. Damn, you know that's what I'm all about, all right?
Mm-hmm.
When they feel like colorful, interesting characters, and it feels like they care about each other and like they actually know each other and they're used to each other. All of those qualities, so fucking phenomenal. It's way too rarely seen. The show, it wouldn't work if the show was wildly sincere, but didn't capture good characters, right?
Right.
That would just mean, oh, okay, you're a really passionate 8-year-old, but you don't know what you're doing yet. And that would have been rough. But in this, it's like, oh, you're really passionate and you know what you're doing. That's lovely. Episode 2, we meet another character, Sonya. And she's from basically a different singing school. I don't know what to label them.
Apprenticeship.
Yeah. And she's already a C-rank healer. But she's not wildly experienced, but she is very talented for her youthful age. And she wants Kana to be rivals. She wants to start a rivalry because she already has a rivalry one-sided with their professor, right? Is just all in on that rivalry that only exists in little Sonya's head.
Yep.
Kana, meanwhile, is like, oh, you're talented. Can you help me? Because I want to learn and get better. And Sonya is like, no, that's not this interaction, all right? We are rivals. We are enemies. And Kana's like, ah, oh, fuck. I was really hoping I could learn. Once again, it's just, it's adorable and sincere at every turn. Then a pregnant woman is in trouble, feeling a lot of pain. So Sonya sings and gets a little bit of Kana's help. Things start going a little bit wrong, but fortunately the professor arrives, helps, and takes over. do I want to get into this point?
And here I thought you were going to be excited about the cat. I thought that was going to be a big excitement point for you.
The cat is nice, though. Weirdly, the cat could be a lot cuter. Something cuter shows up later, though, so it's all right. Episode 3, the girls, they're prepping for their exams, right? Very important exams. It's not going to be a, you get this and bada bing, bada boom, you are a healer, but it's, you get this and it's like a kind of provisional license. You're officially on your way, basically, right? Right now you're just learning, but this actually sets you on the path. And so they just musically test each other, which once again, adorable and good God. Kana is struggling, especially with pharmacology, and the other girls help her a ton. And we just have different moments with them, good conversations, just really good dialogue all throughout, great relationship with the main three, very well done. Eventually, they take their exams, right? And afterwards, they are empty husks. They are...
Yes,
they
correct.
Are exhausted, frazzled. They're kind of stuck in their singing voices, but also so exhausted. So for most of the second half of this episode, they are singing while also fried as fuck. Which is great. And they don't even, like, make it a huge deal. They're not like, ah, you see, the girls are stuck singing, just all the stress must have gotten to them. Let me explain to you for a minute and a half why this always happens. It's just like, yeah. Pest was rough on them. It's like, yeah, I get it. Like, they don't need some huge exposition dump for me to understand. I get it. And so the professor's like, all right, they're all pretty messed up right now. Let's go to a sports meet so they can just have fun together. The professor signs them up as a team. Of course, Sonya is there as well, ready to compete. And Sonya and Raimi have a confrontation because Sonya has a rivalry with the professor and Raimi is in love with the professor. So they start competing with each other. Technically, the other two girls are competing, but they're just not as good as Raimi or Sonya.
Very strong girl failures.
Yeah, like Kana wins one race because it also involves eating. and so you just get this fun little rivalry, and eventually it's all tied up 14-14. There's a little final sprint going on, and the winner of this final sprint, it's going to get a giant Dalmatian plush that the professor happens to collect. So obviously Raimi is like, I'm gonna win that for the professor. Oh my god. And so the race goes, and it is such a cute giant doofy Dalmatian plush. It's so big and its head is so big. It's 50% skull. They do the race. It's all tied up. There's this like little battle song between Sonya and Raimi at this point. Which sure, why the fuck not? And throughout this musical argument, Hibiki eventually catches up, pushes forward, and wins. And so she ends up getting the plush. And you might think, oh, is she going to give it to the professor or give it to Raimi to give to the professor? But she's like, oh, I have little siblings and they're going to like really, really appreciate this. And which is a lovely moment, made all the more lovely by the fact that in a little post-credit scene, we learn that like the girls passed their test and Hibiki sends like a photo of the license and like, hey, we passed our exams. Along with the giant plush to her siblings, and they love it.
Though I
and
will like, say, it does very much look like she sent them a body bag.
It does, it does. It'd be a hell of a thing to just like... like, first letter, hey, how are you guys doing? You know, a little bit stressed with all of my exam stuff, but you know, hopefully you hear from me and I pass. And then the next thing is just a body bag and you're like, oh, so the test didn't go well. It went real bad.
Rough going, huh? Unfortunate.
But yeah, it's just all, it's so cute. It's so wholesome. It's so honest.
It's just that you gotta push past whatever cringy notations you may feel from the spontaneous.
We are so used to detachment, ironic detachment, and just trying to like separate ourselves from it, right? That to feel something that has none of that and is just like, yes, come close, let's share a moment together. Isn't it cute and beautiful? And it's like, oh, all right. It's refreshing. in a lot of great ways. It's just delightful. I don't really have any critiques of it. If somebody watches this and says like it's not for them because either they really don't like music or because they're emotionally unavailable and thus it's immediately cringe, that's fine. That's fine. That's okay. But for what it is, goddamn, delightful, phenomenal.
Well, there you have it. I will also say in the next episode there is a straight up scene where the three girls are horribly traumatized by having to watch a bunch of splatter films, and I wanted to bring that up because I find that hilarious when people are traumatized by horror movies.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Like the faces they make, it's just like this is ooh premium. Look at these girls suffering. Isn't that great? But all in all, you see what I mean when I said at the front of this episode, it doesn't get more straightforward than this show.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I think there's a lot to the show. I think just like how it builds the relationships and just a lot of the things discussed. They're delightful. They're interesting. But they're just not things that really like go in a review. So check it out.
Yeah. If you can handle spontaneous music, you can probably handle Healer Girl.
Yeah.
And if you can't, well, maybe find another way to rekindle that childish spark that's within you, because, oh boy, yeah. Lord knows we could probably use more of that in this day and age.
Yeah.
Okay then, Rem, if you had to guess, what do you think the MAL score for Healer Girl is?
Oh, man. All right, okay. It's unique and different, which I think is overall more positive than it's not, while at the same time, you know, I think some people will just shy away from it, naturally.
Yep.
And then I have the weird thing where I'm like, okay, normally if I've heard a lot about something, that means it's popular and beloved, but I don't know if I've actually heard much about this, or if really I've only heard a small handful of patrons, especially one, and I've just read out their name for so long that it's so ingrained, right?
You've Pavloved yourself.
Yeah, I'm struggling to calibrate. I'm going to say 7.96.
Okay.
But it is wildly unconfident. I don't know. I don't know how the weebs are going to feel about this. Oh, it's cute curls. 8.05, actually.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think they're going to be a sucker for the cute girls, and so I'm going to increase my rating a bit.
Hey, you know, we support cute girls doing cute things here. But Remington, the thing is you gotta have people actually watch this show to review it, because only, 10,900 people have reviewed this show.
Oh, it's obscure.
Very. Yeah. Of the spring 2002 season, this was heavily overshadowed by Spy Family, the third season of Kaguya-sama, season two of Rising of Shield Hero, for better or for worse. So many rom-coms, so many isekais, both trash and okay. The third season of Ascendance of a Bookworm. There was a lot going on this season. And
genuinely, the closest parallel I think I can make at this stage would be something like, possibly like A Place Further Than the Universe, where it's just well-done characters and relationships with so much optimism and sweetness.
Yeah, but with that, those 10,000 ratings, Healer Girl is sitting nice and pretty at a 7.33.
Oh my god, the weebs hate it! Or at least not necessarily hate it, but not a huge fan.
Oh god, yeah, like, when you look at the score breakdown of this, it's very much the biggest number is in the sevens, like 3,000 votes alone are giving it a 7 out of 10. But there is a large quantity, nearly the rest of the vote percentage is in the combination of sixes and fives, with the next highest point being an eight out of 10. Like, there are a bunch of people who thought it was an 8 out of 10, way more people thought it was 7 out of 10, and then as many people thought it was an 8 out of 10 gave it a 6 or 5 out of 10. And a weird, nearly 1% of people who watched this gave this a 1 out of 10, which I don't know what's wrong with those people.
See, this is going to be me saying, this is evidence in my mind that weebs are actually more cynical than I am, despite my reputation. Mm-hmm. I tend to be more critical, but I think on average, I think weebs are actually more cynical.
So you think that they really need to just ghost all in into this and just dive headfirst into this and confront that cynical side, and hopefully they'll find some healing of their own, as it were.
Yeah, open your hearts up and face yourselves, cowards. Face the parts of you that you're uncomfortable being vulnerable about.
I did not want to be hit by something like that today, Ren. Thank you very much. That's some introspection I'm going to have to do now, and I am not pleased by that.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, then I suppose the final question I need to ask you, Ram, is there any chance you'd want to watch more Healer Girl?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's only one season of 12 episodes, so, you know, you can't really, you're not wasting a whole lot of time watching it.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Though I will say, the studio that made this is interesting, because we covered three other anime by the studio.
Oh,
and
yeah?
I don't think you'd be able to guess what they are.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because, Rem, if I was to tell you that this studio did Dimension W, if you remember that one, from way back in the day.
You're saying that, and my mind is immediately like, have I ever heard of that in my life?
detective sci-fi superpower stuff. If I sent you a picture of it, you'd probably recognize it.
Maybe.
We did it like 3 years ago. It was a while.
Yeah.
One that we did even longer, Hataraku Mao-sama, or The Devil is a Part-Timer.
Oh, okay. That one checks out. That one makes sense a little bit to me.
And the most Buckwild one is Sword Art Online Alternative on Gale Online.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, you remember the one with the little pink P90? Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
well, this is their magnum opus so far.
I mean, I like Devil as a Part-Timer quite a bit, but you know.
I didn't actively dislike it or anything, but I would rather watch this any day.
Understandable. And I mean, of the four anime we've covered from this studio, which is I'm going to say 3Hz because it's 3HZ, and I assume that's how they want it to be said, but they only have like 12 anime under their belt. So, you know, it just the sheer disparity between all four of those shows is fascinating to me. But yeah, I suppose with that in mind, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you enjoyed Remington and myself really giving into the strongest peer pressure imaginable, monetary peer pressure, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review. They mean the world to us, and we do read every single one. And if that is not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where myself, Dylan, and Remington occasionally play video games very poorly. And if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext, where you gain access to all kinds of lovely bonus material, including having the opportunity to be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this week?
Well, as always, we would like to send our regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who are just singing a lovely lullaby this week. It's too wholesome to come up with anything less pleasant. And on that list we have, my name is First Now Bitch, oops, sorry, I was just overly excited, you're not a bitch, please don't hurt me, Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Yandere Neko, Waishon Waishon, When You Wish Upon a Haruhi, Wes Kane, We Gate of Asking for a DBZ Review Finally Sean, Walk Me Home Gently, Utah Number 1, Uninged Tracks, Tum Yum Cum, Totally God's Angel, Titan CNH, This Show is a Ploy to Get Joe Biden Reelected, The Susanator, The Pocket Big Hole You Need in Your Pocket, The Flying Spaghetti Monster, The Danish Viking Will Conquer the World with Roronoa Zoro as My Navigator, The Capybara is Patiently Waiting for a Madoka Revisit, That Guy Who Doesn't Drink Too Much, It's Not an Addiction, I Can Quit Whenever I Want, Turban, Super Zoo, Stacy's Mom, Spoon Man, Fighter of the Knife Man, Someone Asked Me to Name a Greater Philosopher Than Nietzsche, I Can't, Snakey Pie, Smells Like Weeb, Shrek Is Love, Shrek Is Life, Shoujo Addict, Who Doesn't Need Help, Just More Manga to Read and Anime to Watch, Sean Wants to Give Spoon Man a Thank and Yank, Sean Honor Toriyama, Sean, you need to yank the Spoon Man as essentially as possible while I thank our patrons. It's the only way I can finish this. Sean told me to fuck my sister, and now my family won't talk to me. Sean ruined my happy sugar life when he got I just really love the Spoon Man. Sean puts the bar in Cappy, the Spoon Man comes. Sean is a roly-poly Rollins. Sean, how was your Doki Martra? Get everything you wanted? Sean had a lass that could go all night, but he got out of breath when he had to blow her up. Sean can do-do-do-do these nuts. Shadow Cryptid MILF, Seraphim the Shark Plushie, Sequoia Kai, that's what she said. Say hi to that guy's girlfriend, think it's Haley. Say hi to my now fiance, Haley. Ross Palmer, Riku the Dawn Hero, Rhiannon Williams, Remington is right. Rem uses the drums of liberation to free all weebs from bad anime. Rem said April Fool's 2 had a musical episode, so here's $10. Hey, and finally we hit another musical episode. Rem doesn't completely hate my favorite shows. Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Dragon Ball is certainly an OG. Pro tips out of context. The moneyed and powerful are only powerful because we agreed to their paradigm. We can stop anytime. Professor Fox, pro wrestling is targeted at male gaze. Pleasing the Squash Rock adverb song. Lolly, 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 get your waifus here. Lolly, 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 get some waifus here. Pacwell Musico, no waifu, no laifu. 907, Nick, Necrodancer 1415. Miska's Star Trek theory is gold pressed latinum is the space version of steel cut oats, and Ferengi just like to stay regular. Makeka 7 Hierto, Myrmecorn Fire. Making fake mile count so I can rate Force Fairy 5 10 out of 10. Macaroni Uchiha, Link Joe Girl, Kylo, King Rich Rock, Cassidy. Just watched SAO Alice Underworld Part 2 Episode 1, yikes, doo 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 doo. Jergidius, Jax, Jam Hands, Icon Scout. I will never get more Ace of the Diamond, now I cry. I was hoping Rem would dislike even more than he did and validate my opinion. I tried manscaping with a straight edge razor. I can't believe I made an account for this. Hey Charlie, see you at San Japan in San Antonio in September. Happy 300 episodes, Sean Stan name should be Try Everything, wink wink. Glenn Michael Dolan, Ginger Weeb, Furble the Burble, Durble, Shblurble. Fantide, Espan Itzminyo, Ernest Saves Christmas is my favorite anime. Erica McCorkle, doo 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 doo, it's Spoon Man. Danielle Riot, Daddy Rem, tell me a bedtime story. Countryfied Goth has emerged from her depression cocoon and decided to change her name. Chungus Wungus Dungus. Cheese Monkey. Celestial Fox. Cat Girls are best girls, so give me them cute little paws. Castlevania, though, guys. Brockhart for two dudes, which is scarier, Sean Naked or John Carpenter's The Thing. Bert Bartholomew Flem. Bento Kato, a bi girl seeking tickets to Yam Fest. Been a while since I've changed my name on here, but I got a third 4.0, I can't believe it. I'm also changing my major from funeral. Angel for a Good Cause, and every day that raven comes to visit, Amazing Muffin, AJ Tunnels, Aisha Gudgy, Adele Girl, a weeb that likes romance anime, and Dot. Now we move on to the Boy Wizard tier. Tell them what they're gonna get, Sean.
Well, Rem, they're going to get... I'm spent for creativity, because my god, they are going to get a lovely musical, you know?
All right, Feels perfect. What stand is better, D4C or Filthy Axe at a reasonable price?
They're going to get, you're going, oh god, yeah, I forgot that apparently this was a musical. You're going to get the 2024 version of Mean Girls.
Oh, fuck. Viper.
Pitch Perfect.
Vincent Calabrese.
I guess that counts, Moana.
That Mouse Girl.
Hairspray.
Tails Williams transforms into a hot CPU.
The Disney's Jungle Book.
Silent Secondary.
1956's The King and I.
Scourge, best $20 spent, LMAO.
A musical that people seem to love, but I cannot get behind for the life of me, Mamma Mia.
Ryan and Milena want to play Pathfinder.
Good luck. The 2023 version of The Color Purple.
Roscop.
Dreamgirls.
Remington Chase's laugh is my favorite sound.
Oh, that's nice. Bye Bye Birdie, 1963.
Nightshade Blade wants to gush over magical girls. This is a great week to do it.
Man, you really will wish you hadn't said that, but that's okay. The Blues Brothers, 1980.
Nettir Aberwaren se schon mal in Baden-Württemberg.
1949's On the Town.
Going to the 1940s for the German one, huh?
Well, hey, so, that's just the way these things happen sometimes.
It seems a little targeted, baby.
Well, I mean, 1949, so, you know, like, that must be sometime.
Monogatari is everything you guys said you like in an anime. This week they do some things very different way.
Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Mike.
Frozen and Frozen 2. They combined them into a one list for some reason.
Miguel De Leon.
1954, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
And then we get make new Patreon accounts until Sean chose Rem Healer Girl. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay. You get 1968's Oliver. Funny Girl from 1968, The Bandwagon from 1953, Chicago from 2002, and Dancer in the Dark from the year 2000.
There you go, and you're welcome for this episode. Latino's 8th anime at age 7 was Devilman, 1972 to 73. It got darker later down the line.
In the Heights, 2021.
Cougar.
Purple Rain, 1984.
Is Dylan secretly Blitz PhD on TikTok? Sean, check on it.
I don't think so. Was this a musical? Yeah, sure, why the fuck not? Rocket Man, 2019.
I finally remembered to change this. Now what to make it, Spicitis.
Disney's Aladdin.
Drew, you said my name thrice, so you doom.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Demon Ray 13.
South Park had a musical?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, 1998.
Crosskirk.
Enchanted, 2007.
Crimson Reapers just because of the scythes.
1964's A Hard Day's Night.
Carver 271.
1964's Mary Poppins.
Blood Cell here to remind you the white blood cells are inferior. You need the red ones to thank and yank anyways.
1955's Guys and Dolls.
Hey, I've been in that. Beethoven 1201.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from 1937, the Disney one.
Anonymous.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Anime Mashup of the Week, A Centaur's Ghoul.
1999's
Annie. Hey, I've also been in that one. Animated
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, that's a weird coincidence. All right.
Yeah, I was the bald motherfucker.
Which is not what you usually get typecast as.
I know. Animated Z.
Fiddler on the Roof, 1971.
I've also been in that one.
I know you have. That's why I said that.
You're just targeting me now. Now I've set a precedent is the issue. Yep. All the others still gushing over magical girls. All hail Kiwi Araga.
I don't think you were in this one because I think this was my first year. But Thoroughly Modern Millie.
I was not in that one.
Yeah, because I think that was my sophomore year.
But you were.
Yeah.
And second to none.
Hamilton.
All right, well, there we go. Now we move on to the inappropriate Joey Wheeler tier, where, as Joey Wheeler, I will give you an ailment, and Sean, as Joey Wheeler, will sing a little ditty to cure it.
You son of a bitch.
We start with Rowdy-O, and unfortunately, Rowdy-O, you're suffering from a broken heart.
God, one thing I have more anxiety over than anything in performance is singing, and you're doing this to me.
That's Joey Wheeler.
Yeah, great. I'm gonna have to have one hell of a depression nap after this. Your heart may be broken, but what can fix it? Dueling!
Next up we got My Brain is Officially Fried Because Breasts. And for you... what happened is that, your head was crushed between thick thighs.
Boobies, 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 rocking everywhere, but it was the thighs that took you away.
Fishes, Fritz, fish, fish, fishes, fish, 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 fishes, Fritz. You comically splat on the ground like an Acme character. Just Wile E. Coyote'd that son of a bitch.
Graphic.
I know.
God, son of a bitch. You're really testing my creative opportunities with this. I'm just gonna say some things in a sing-songy voice and hope it goes well.
Okay, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. You may be flat, but not as flat as our comedy, so get on up, buckaroo.
Perfect. Next we got my dear old mom, who, stubbed her toe.
Have you heard of Wiki Feet?
Excuse me? You bastard.
Look, you don't have to Google it, but I'm putting it in the ether there so that there is a possibility that your dear mother will find out what Wiki Feet is at some point.
Oh my god. And last but not least, we got Blue Baron 15, which is suffering from ennui.
Oh god. I wonder how many people are figuring out what ennui is because of, like, the most recent Inside Out 2 stuff.
Is ennui in Inside Out 2?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, all right, cool, why not? I dig it.
Yeah, but, like, on the reveal poster, they had to put a little subtitle of what it actually was.
Well, I thought it was anxiety that was in...
Anxiety is included, but...
Oh, there's more than one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm gonna be real honest with you. Ennui looks like... Looks like Dylan after going to a rave.
well, give a song to heal Blue Baron's ennui.
Okay. When I was a young boy, my mother took me into the city. Yeah.
a little bit uncertain there. You didn't know where he took you.
You know, look, I... That particular genre of music was never my cup of tea, but even I recognized, like, the little do-do-do, and I feel like that's pretty perfect for ennui.
Well, now everybody is healed. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you want to reach out, whether it's for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet out at AnimeConPod on Twitter, or send an email over onto animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
There he is for you, by the way.
yeah, that's just Dylan.
My nose isn't that big!
But with that, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And as always, don't fuck your sister. Look at these girls suffering. Isn't that great?
She's already a C rank
and with a fourth-rate deck.
The winner of this final sprint, it's going to get a giant doofy Sean plush. It's so big, and its
penis
is so big. It's 50%
cock.
Sean's my little peg champ. No matter how hard a dick you've crafted, Healer Girl will, like, rip that off of you.
Oh man, I try to do something nice, Rem, and you just come out sad. Is it me that's wrong, Rem?
Yeah?
The guilt that has been welling up within me these past couple of weeks has been insurmountable.
Did you kill a man?
No. No. That's fine. I wouldn't feel guilty about that.
You have no guilt and no qualms about that. He deserved it.
Have you heard of Wikifeet?